Welcome back to the studio. I'm Guru Catherine, and today we're talking about the dangers of labeling groups of people and the dehumanizing effect that that has on them, and the importance of seeing people as individuals so that you can see their humanity. If you hear any snoring in the background, that's one of my Frenchies sitting right here next to me, snoring away, as they do. That's why I love French bulldogs. She's sweet. So if you're not used to what I do, I talk about all kinds of topics. The most important thing that I talk about is your personal and spiritual journey. If you have questions, comments, anything about anything else that I talk about, including blockchain, quantum, AI, geode blockchain itself, of which I'm the co-founder, or anything to do with crypto and that kind of fun stuff, anything to do with your personal and spiritual journey, anything to do with even the fun Pythagorean numerology videos that I put out once a week to see what's coming, anything else you'd like to see me address, you can drop me a note at my website, CatherineColleen.com. You can text me directly from there, or you can find me on all the socials. All the links are there. Go and find me, comment on stuff, send me messages, let me know what's going on in your world and how I can help. So there's a lot of this going on in the world right now. And what I mean by this going on in the world right now is the dehumanization of people by labeling them. And so what I mean by that is when you take a group of people and you put a label on them, and it doesn't even matter. It might even be a label they put on themselves. So, and let me say before I dive into all of this, I am not a geopolitical expert, but I am a people expert. I am an expert at why people do what they do, and how they do what they do, and how they delude themselves, and how they get themselves into messes, and how they get themselves out of messes. And so in the world today, I'm going to give you as many examples as I can pull out of the closet here. When you identify a group of people with a country, you say those are Ukrainians, those are Russian, those are Sudanese, those are Israeli, those are Palestinian, those are Hamas, those are Americans, those are whatever. Or you might label a group of people according to their political beliefs. You might say those are Republicans, those are Democrats, those are the Labor Party, those are this, that, and the other, depending on what country you live in. You might label people based on their lifestyle choices. You might say, you know, those are LGBTQ, those are cis, those are hippies, those are bikers, those are whatever. We have all these ways to label people. And what are we doing there? We as humans love to categorize things. We love to analyze things and put them in categories, because if we can do that, if we can take all the people that we know and that we see and we can put them into nice little tidy categories and they're nice and labeled, then we feel like our world is organized and we feel safe, which is what it comes down to. If I can't figure out what you are, if I can't figure out what box you fit in, then I don't feel safe. And this is why we label. It comes down to what tribe are you from? Are you from my tribe? I mean, this goes way back. This goes back to caveman amygdala activity. Who are you? Are you on my side or not? So we label people because we're trying to figure out if they are friend or foe. Are they a threat to us? Or maybe they could be a friend. Maybe we could cooperate. Or maybe this is going to get violent and we're trying to figure it out. So this is why we label people. We also label ourselves. And we label ourselves to try to figure ourselves out. And it's so funny because your identity, the way you describe yourself to someone, when I'm using that word identity, I mean when someone says, tell me about yourself, it's the way you describe yourself. And you describe yourself with a bunch of labels, right? Some of them are your job. you know, labels of what you do for a job, labels of what you do for hobbies. You know, oh, I'm an avid kayaker and motorcycle rider, and I, you know, a fitness enthusiast, and you start sort of labeling yourself. We label ourselves to try to figure ourselves out, but also so that we can describe ourselves to other people, so that they can, we can all figure out whether or not we could cooperate for each other's betterment, or if there's going to be a problem or a trust issue. We label ourselves to try to analyze ourselves. You know, I could label myself based on my past experiences or the in any negative patterns I may tend to fall into. And then what's so funny is we take that identity, which is this list of tags and labels that we put on ourselves, and we defend it vehemently until we realize one day that we have changed, we have evolved, and we're different now, and that we don't really fit all those labels anymore, and we have to edit that list of labels for ourselves and make a new one. And then we defend that one vehemently. I'm one of these. You don't know me. I know me. You don't really know you either. And the truth is, we are all of those and none of those. And when people talk about ego death, they're talking really about the realization that there is no self. And all those labels you put on yourself sometimes are true, or at some point in your life were true, and now may or may not be true. And so the problem when you box yourself in with labels is that you, in a sense, dehumanize yourself. In what I mean by that is you box yourself in to not allow yourself to be more than that or other than that, right? If you label yourself a victim, you've just put yourself in a box to where you never get to be the hero. If you label yourself a hero, you just put yourself in a box where you're invulnerable. So then one day when you are vulnerable, you don't even know what to make of that, and who am I now? You evolve naturally over time. So you can label yourself to describe yourself to other people, or to describe how you used to be or how you are now. And you almost have to have a set of labels to do that. But you want to be careful to know that those are evolving over time, and that is not this box, what you will be forever. Because we change over time quite dramatically sometimes. So now take that same label and project that on a group of people because of the country they're from or because of the political beliefs you think they have, which you may be wrong about that to begin with, or about lifestyle choices you think they've made. And you label that group. Now what we do with those labels on other people is truly heinous. We'll take that entire group of people and we will decide that all of the people who fall under that label are a certain way. And therefore, all of the people who fall under that label should be treated a certain way, should be given things or deprived of things. And people can get quite violent with their language on what should happen to this group of people or that group of people. And it's so easy to do, isn't it? When you've labeled them and you don't have to call individuals by their names. And it's something we're all guilty of. It's a human thing to do. So don't get down on yourself about it, but try to be aware of when you're doing that. When you're speaking about people as an entire group. Because what you're not doing is seeing them as human beings. And so here's the test. If you have ever said a sentence about an entire group of people, right? And now go out there and take a look at everything you've ever said if you can, or even just recently. Russians should blah, blah, blah. Ukrainians should do this. Israelis should do that. Jewish people should do this or that. Hamas should have the following happen. Palestinians this or that. Take those sentences, and instead of the group labels, Russians, Ukrainians, Israelis, Palestinians, Hamas, I want you to replace that with someone's name. Try it. And are you shocked to find what you just said? Because when you put someone's individual name in there and you say, right, somebody's name, when you say, Bob Johnson should have this happen to him. Bob Johnson should be given this. Bob Johnson should be deprived of this. Bob Johnson should have the following horrible things happen to him. And if your name is Bob Johnson, I truly apologize. I just pulled that one out of the air. Blessings to Bob Johnson. But look at the difference in your sentence. Look at the things you're saying. I have been absolutely shocked at the things people have been saying, the words coming out of people's mouths, the things they are speaking over entire groups, entire populations, small groups of people and huge groups of people. And I'm thinking, wow. If somebody said that same sentence and put your name in it instead of that group of people, how would you feel? We're in a time in our history where we really, really, really need to see people's humanity. We need to understand that we are human and infallible. I would love to be infallible. We are human. We are fallible. We are often wrong. We are often fearful. And so is everybody else. And as humans, we are amazing and we are brilliant. And we are capable of immense compassion and beautiful things. And so is everybody else. So if you're feeling animosity towards a particular group of people right now, I want you to step back and analyze why you are feeling that. If there's an actual human being, because there is, if you said the same thing about a specific individual who you have placed in this labeled dehumanized group, would that feel good? The things you say? Could you, instead of feeling animosity towards that group of people, could you instead simply ask and hope and pray that that group of people will see their own humanity and will see the humanity of others? What if instead you wished upon them peace and clarity? But they're being violent. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what they really need is some peace and some clarity. What if we wish them good things instead of continuing the cycle of violence? What if one group being violent to another simply makes the other group choose to be violent back in a larger capacity? Jordan Peterson actually said this really well in one of the lectures that people posted of him. He talks about how one person comes over and is violent to some member of this family. Now that family is going to decide, okay, well, fine, you were violent to us, we're going to be twice as violent to you. So then the first group goes, oh yeah, you're twice as violent to us, we're going to be four times as violent to you. And it just keeps cycling, right? right? It just keeps cycling. And I'll do another video on the cost of peace, because it does come with a cost. Peace is not free, but it is worth it. And it begins with recognizing individuals as human beings. And that begins with the foundation of everything, which is seeing your own humanity. Seeing that you are a human being who is perfectly imperfect, who is perfectly fallible, who sometimes feels angry but chooses not to act on it, who sometimes has emotions and can analyze those emotions, say, why am I feeling this way? But you have a choice to see the humanity in others, to see that they are fallible, to see that they are also potentially wonderful, and that potential is within all of us. So be careful when you're labeling groups of people, because it dehumanizes them and it makes it easier to wish bad things upon them if you don't see them as human. It makes it easier to do bad things to them, which is a lot of that going on right now, because you don't see them as human. If you saw them as human, it would be very, very hard to do bad things to them, because you would feel remorse. And seeing other people as human begins with seeing yourself as human and really appreciating your own humanity. And that just gets right back to the spiritual journey. The root of all peace really comes down to individuals. Individuals choose war, violence, wrongdoing of all kind. Individuals choose to take action and perpetrate those things. Seeing people as individuals and seeing their humanity and seeing your own humanity as an individual is the beginning. Getting beyond these labeling groups of people, and I get it, that makes them easier to talk about, but it also dehumanizes them to the point that when horrible things happen to them, some people will say it was justified. Horrible things are never justified. They're just not. And the individuals who chose to do horrible things will have to handle that themselves as individuals in their own journey. And obviously there's something within us that wants to help and should if we can. But to help a situation is not to exacerbate or forward the violence, which just perpetuates and creates generation after generation of people who crave more violence by dehumanizing the other side. So to wrap it up, in these times that we're in, which are very interesting times, there's a lot of war and conflict happening around the world. There are a lot of people swimming in their political ideologies to the point that they dehumanize anybody who has a different ideology and thereby justify violence and wrongdoing against those people because they don't see them as human. So when you hear people being labeled and dehumanized in order to justify horrible things being done to them, recognize that. Notice it. And if you can do nothing else, wish them peace and clarity. Wish them self-awareness. Wish that they could see their own humanity and that of others. Wish them joy. Because people who are leading joyful lives don't tend to want to be rude to anybody else. And just wish for peace. I hope this can help to guide you through these times that we're in right now. You can never go wrong wishing for peace for yourself and for others and for this world that we're in. The more people doing that, the better. Thank you for joining me this time. If you have questions, thoughts, ideas, you can send me a note at katherinecolleen.com. You can text me directly, or you can find me on the socials, or you can comment below. Let me know what you're thinking and how I can help. See you next time.